Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, guys out there, we get a bad rap. We're really bad at recognizing or remembering anniversaries, the wedding anniversary, birthdays, Mother's Day. It happens, unfortunately. And I almost missed a very important anniversary for our family. 9 years ago today, we closed on our first single-family rental house. Now, today's a Sunday. This was not a Sunday back then, but that was exactly 9 years ago today. In fact, my wife closed on that. That was our first deal, and we did that in her name. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And we actually won an award at Lifestyles Unlimited here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, where I am, for most equity captured in a single-family deal that year. We doubled our money. Doubled our money in just a couple of months through the process of buying a house that needed some work, fixing it up, and getting it rented. Wonderful, wonderful deal. And boy, that one single family deal supercharged our investing. That opened the floodgates for us. And I'll tell you a little bit, we were hesitating. We were having some difficulty getting going. I want to tell you a little bit about that house. And then I want to take a look today at the single family deal in general, right? Let's call it the anatomy of the single family deal. And I love single family houses. We've shifted now. We're getting into multifamily, but we still go out and we look at single family houses. I looked at a deal, in fact, on Friday. I'll tell you a little bit about that as well during the course of the show. But the single family rental space, boy, it is a great place to be. Great place to be. Rent has been, it's just been climbing strongly. There's huge demand in the single family rental space right now out there in the broader market. I don't care where you sit. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're seeing that here as we've done a couple of turns over the course of the year so far. Down in San Antonio, Houston, over in Phoenix, Arizona, where we have offices across the nation. It's huge. In fact, you can check out a couple of shows I did in July. If you go out to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, go to our past shows. Those are archived there. Did a show number one on rent growth in the market in general, both for single family and apartments, as well as took a look at the demand for single family rental properties, both from the perspective of the renter, as well as from the perspective of you and me, the investor in that asset class. Great, great place to be. And I'm super excited about that. But it was a rough start. It was a little bit slow. I'll tell you, we joined Lifestyles Unlimited as members in March of 2012. Well, 9 years ago when we closed on this house, it was August of 2012. It took us a good five and a half months to kind of shake out all of the fear that we were harboring. We'd heard the radio program for a long, long time, just like you are now. Thought about it, talked about it, finally went to one of the free workshops, said, you know, this is definitely what we want to do. This is what we want to go into. This is the track for us. Pulled the trigger, became members, went to the two-day seminar, just fire hose, drinking out of a fire hose, learning about single family and multifamily. Said, we're doing that single family path. We want to build that cash flow fast. Because at the time, my wife was working, hated her job, terrible, terrible place. We needed to build that cash flow to replace her income as quickly as we could and get her out of that environment, which we did in just about 3 years. But it still took us some time, once we became members, to overcome some of the fears that we had built, having no experience in the past, having not known anybody that had done this before, invested in single family. We just harbored some concerns. We're both type B personalities. I guess that's important to the conversation. Type Bs tend to think a little bit too much. We understand the numbers. We'll dig into those numbers. But as compared to type A's, we just don't ever quite pull the trigger. So we worked our way through that education over that period of 5 months, walked a ton of properties, skipped out on a lot of great investments. I still drive by those houses just in my daily business and say, wow, I was in that house. Why didn't I pull the trigger? But we just couldn't pull the trigger. But over time, that increased education, that increased knowledge, you know, we would go to vendor events, talk with the vendors, and when I say vendors, I'm talking, for example, about contractors, the general contractors that we now use to do the work for us. We don't do the work. We hire that out. The foundation experts. Here in North Texas, if you're anywhere in Texas, we have commonly foundation issues with houses. Well, those guys allayed our fears as they explained to us what's going on, how we fix the problem. So that increased education really helped put all of those fears to sleep, and we finally did it. August 15th, way back then, 9 years ago. And again, like I said, that one single family house supercharged our progression. We'll look a little bit at that deal, just so you know what that looked like, and then we're going to talk through, like I said, the anatomy of the single-family deal at an upper level. Now, if you want to get into more detail, boy, I was looking at the website for our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because that is coming up just a few weeks away here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. In fact, that's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas Friday, September 3rd, Saturday, September 4th. That is Labor Day weekend. But Friday, if you're interested in single-family, this is why I bring this up. And we're going to talk about that today again at an upper level. I was looking at the website on Friday, September 3rd, from 11 a.m. in the morning till 4 p.m. There is a class that's going to be taught called the Single Family Supercharge. Everything you need to know to do what we're going to talk about today. You're going to get into that. You're going to come away just like I was supercharged after doing that first deal. Yourself supercharged and ready to hit the ground running. So again, that's going to be at our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. If you want to learn more, go check out the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Again, that's just a few short weeks away, first weekend of September. And speaking of anniversaries, aside from the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, the Single Family Supercharge, all of the events, all of the breakout sessions, we will be celebrating our 30th anniversary as an education and mentoring group. So you know, the team, the investors on site, everybody's going to be supercharged. So it's going to be a great place to be. I hope to see you there again, September 3rd and 4th here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to learn more. We'll be back and we're going to get into that anatomy of the single family house.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're going to take a look at the anatomy of the single-family deal. And I'm excited. It didn't dawn on me till just a couple days ago that we hit a big anniversary exactly today. 9 years ago, we closed on our very first single family rental house. After months of dragging our feet and looking at house after house after house after house and failing to pull the trigger, we finally got to that point where we overcame our fear and did it. And that just released the floodgates. Less than a month later, we contracted on house number two. It really supercharged us. And as I mentioned in the first segment, if you want to do single family investing, this is a great program to listen to. Go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to catch our past shows. But more importantly, I want to see you get out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. There's a 5-hour course that'll be offered on Friday, September 3rd, called Single Family Supercharge. If you want to get investing, start investing in single family, that is the place to be. Again, check us out at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to learn more. If you do want to register, use my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps, and that'll give you $97 off any package. In fact, that gets you in the door for free, essentially. So good place to be. Now, thinking back 9 years ago, like I said, it took us a while to drag our feet. We finally pulled the trigger. What did that house look like? What was that first deal? Well, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. It was here in our market. Actually not too far from, about 12 miles from my house. Do you have to invest that close to yourself? I get that question quite often. No, not at all. In fact, we have investors outside of Texas that are investing right here in Texas, or in Texas investing in other markets. And live where you want and invest where you want, where the numbers make sense, where you have the infrastructure to support you. We'll talk a little bit about that infrastructure, in fact, as we work through the show, because you're going to want to build a team. You're going to want to have a team around you that supports you in everything you do. And you'll learn as you go through that single family class, in fact, that there are quite a few people that support you as an investor in single family houses. You shouldn't be a lone wolf. You don't want to be out there doing it by yourself. It gets very lonely, number one. But you're just not an expert in all the fields that go into this. It's a very simple process, ultimately. It does have some moving parts, and it's very repeatable, which is why after we got that first one, second one came fast, third, and wash, rinse, and repeat. It goes so fast. But you do need to build that team. And by the way, the expo is a great place to go as well, because we'll have our expert hall where those vendors, those lenders, those contractors, the foundation guys, everybody you need to build that team will be present and on hand. You can ask questions about their business, about investing in general, about, you know, hey, well, I'm looking at a house, foundation, etc. Great place to be if you have those fears, like I mentioned in the earlier segment. Getting that education, getting that knowledge directly from the source really helps to put you at ease. So that house was here in the DFW Metro, like I said, very close to us. Is a bread and butter house, what we like to find. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. It had a huge living and dining area combined, plus a bonus, sunroom off the living area and a breakfast nook. And it, you know, it's a good house. Good looking. Actually, our largest house we've bought is a little over 1,900 square feet. We shoot for somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000. I don't like to go too big. I don't like to go too small. This is an 80s build. It's a little bit newer. Single story house, brick veneer. And in fact, a massive brick chimney in the middle of that living area, which was part of the problems with the house that we had to address. I'll get to that. I sat on a, sits on a corner lot, and how did it look? Rough. In fact, I didn't even see that. I was out of town having fun, skydiving. That's my hobby. And this was 4th of July weekend, and my wife calls me and she says, hey, I'm at this house. She kind of runs through what she sees. There's a contractor with her. There's a realtor with her. This is what the numbers, this is what it's going to look like. Should I do it? You know, after 5 months of dragging our feet, just do it. I think my being out of the picture as the stronger type B of the two of us, that helped us get going. So, what, you know, how'd it look? Rough? Not too rough. 80s build, so a lot of the internal mechanisms are newer. PVC plumbing, for example. Now, the flooring was pulled up in most of the rooms. I got out to the house, you know, a few days later when I was back in town. Kitchen, massively outdated. It was from the 80s. Again, we closed on this in 2012. Had a very rickety, dangerous-looking patio in the backyard, dead tree leaning over the house, and the foundation, oh my, the foundation, thinking back to that massive brick chimney, foundation was out of whack. We had to put somewhere between 32, 35 piers under the house to support it, to lift it, mostly perimeter piers, but several in the interior around that giant chimney. It was just pulling the house down. So if you walk a house that has a big brick chimney, pay attention. It's probably sinking. In fact, I went out to a house on Friday with my 4-year-old, and we walked the house, and the chimney, brick, very, very large, was in fact pulling away from the house. You could see that when you looked up at the roof line, because the caulk that normally would be seated right up against the trim of the house was several inches away. Chimney sinking. So watch out for those. Now, again, this was a newer build. So once we went through and did that foundation lift, everything's level. Everything's great. Checked the plumbing, did a hydrostatic test, because sometimes when you lift, what happens? Those pipes can separate. Not a big deal. You fix that. But no separation. Very easy. Easy peasy. After that, it was just cosmetics. Just cosmetics, and it rented very, very quickly. And in fact, the first family wound up staying there for over 5 years until they got a job transfer. They loved the house. They loved their owners. We did a great job in operating the house. We'll get to that a little bit as well. But how do we find the deal? You heard me say already, we walked I don't know how many houses, afraid to pull the trigger, nervous, overthinking, overanalyzing. Well, like I mentioned, I was out of the picture, out of town. I think that helped. And my wife was one of the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited reached out to her, said, "Hey, I think this is the deal for you. Let's go take a look." He took her up. They met at the house. And like I said, a general contractor was there as well. And having those two experts alongside her as she walked through that house, rather than me saying, "What about this? What about that? Oh my, helped put her at ease. Like I said, she called me and we said, "Let's do it." So finding this particular deal, our source was the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited. What other sources might you use? Finding the deal, that's the trick right now. Getting that deal under contract. Well, talk with as many realtors as you can. Build as much of a team of realtors around you as you can. Know that not all realtors are created equal. Not all will understand the single family deal that we're trying to put together. They're going to present you with what they think is a smoking deal, and well, it probably isn't. You may have to educate them. You may have to tell them what you were looking for in terms of returns. In fact, you'll need to know that in order to communicate that to them. But you may source something from realtors. You may source deals from wholesalers. Wholesalers go out and they're mass marketing. You've probably seen these flyers. "I want to buy your house." Gotten these calls. "I want to buy your house." Gotten the text. "I want to buy your house." I get these every day. Those are wholesalers. They're going to get the deal under contract, but they are not going to close on it. They're going to sell that contract to you. Perfectly fine. I'd say half the deals we've done came through wholesalers. Other investors, and this is very important as well, and this is another reason to get out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo this year, is to network. We've gotten some smoking deals from other investors that were just tied up. Couldn't do the deal. "Hey, Andy, here's a house over in this city. Seller's desperate. House needs a fair amount of work. You interested?" "I'm interested." "Done. Closed." So lots of good sources out there. Back in the day, you know, people would do a lot of direct mail on their own. That's highly competitive now. Maybe something to stay away from for the moment. But when we come back from the break, I want to talk about criteria, because knowing your criteria is pivotal to making the decision easier to pick up that deal. So stay tuned.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and we're going to talk now about the anatomy of the single family deal. And I want to get you excited about investing in single family. I'm very much excited about it. We closed our very first deal 9 years ago today, and that single deal supercharged our investing. We'd been dragging our feet way too long, being too slow, being overthinkers, type B personalities. We knew the numbers. We knew the numbers were good. We just could not pull the trigger. What did it take? It took my wife, separate from me. I was out having fun. Took my wife walking a property with two experts, one realtor, Lifestyles Realty Team realtor that is very much in tune with exactly what we do with these sort of investment properties, and a general contractor. And with those two experts at her side, she concluded this is a good deal, and she overcame that final hurdle, that final fear, and pulled the trigger. And that, again, supercharged our investing. That got us going. That got us started. And we've just been rolling since. Now, when it comes to the single family deal, I'm going to get into some upper level notions here, some ideas. We'll talk a little bit about team, but if you want to learn more, I encourage you to be sure to get out to our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because on Friday, on September 3rd, there's going to be a 5-hour session, single family supercharge. So if single family is the investment modus for you, that's where you need to be, at our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And I talked a little bit about the deal that we landed, our very first, in terms of the shape, of the size, the general rehab, and talked a little bit about sources where you may go to source some properties. There are others out there, of course. But more importantly, I think, is knowing your criteria, because if you know what it is you're looking for, it makes the decision easier when you find that thing. If you don't know what your investing criteria are, and things, I'm talking about things like your cash on cash return, what sort of a ROI, what sort of return do you want to see? It's very hard to make a decision. If I want my return on an investment to be 10% and the deal I'm looking at is 7%, it's not a good deal. I can just close the books on that one and move on. It allows me to go faster. And when you're looking at a lot of deals, you need to be able to make those decisions fairly quickly so you don't get mired down and frustrated. So what sort of criteria might you think about? And if you have trouble with this, this is where a mentor comes into play. This is where, for my wife, that was having that realtor and having that general contractor by her side as she walked that 1,900 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with massive foundation problems. Those experts helped her overcome that fear and helped her understand the numbers. So criteria might include, like I said, things like cash on cash return. What does that mean? So let's say this is not a no money down sort of deal. We have money in these deals when we go through the process. Now, let's say I buy a house, fix it up, and throughout the initial process of purchase, renovate, and refinance, at the end of the day, I have $20,000 in the deal, and I'm making $5,000 in net cash flow into my pocket every year. What is my return? It's 25%. Now, you adjust those numbers. Maybe my out-of-pocket goes up to $30,000. What's my return? 17%. That's a cash-on-cash return. I need to know, what is my target hurdle there? Is it 10%? Is it 15%? Is it 20%? What is that? And as soon as I know that number and that deal crosses my desk, I can do that very quick analysis to figure out if it fits in my box in that case. Other criteria I look at, equity capture. How much? We got an award, like I said, for this house for the most equity capture on a single family property that year. We doubled our money just based on the equity. The equity we gained on the back end exactly matched what we put into the property. So what sort of equity capture do you want to see, either in nominal terms, meaning dollars? Do I want to capture 10,000? Do I want to capture 20? Or do maybe in percentage terms? If I have 20K in the deal, I need to see 20K on the back end. That's 100% return, by the way. That might be a home run in today's market. But that's another criterion to think about. Cash on cash return, equity capture, location. Where do you want to invest? Age of the property. When we started out, we wanted something a little bit newer. Over the years, as our experience has grown, we've become more comfortable with heavier rehabs, and we've gone farther, farther, and farther back in time and are comfortable with 1950s. In fact, the house I looked at on Friday with my son was pre-1950. So that changes over time, but figure out what that is for you right now, and if you're just starting out, maybe it's something a little bit newer. And finally, what level of rehab renovations are you comfortable with? Very good to define that, so you don't get in over your head. I know one investor, their rule of thumb was full cosmetic rehab, no problem, and one of the big five. If there's more than one of the big five, I'll tell you what those are, we're not going to do that. So generally, when we go in and fix up a house, we're going to renovate everything cosmetically. New fixtures, new plates, plug switches, new paint, new flooring. On top of that, you may have one of the big five. The big five are the roof, the foundation. We talked about that. We had that one on this house. The plumbing. The electrical, especially on older houses, electrical may be a problem. You may have a smaller panel than we need in today's world. Ungrounded wiring. So roof, foundation, plumbing, electrical, and then the HVAC, the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Commonly, we just say AC. And that's one of the big five because they tend to come with bigger price tags if you have to do any sort of repairs or more importantly, replacement, as it were. So what level of rehab are you comfortable with? And finally, you need to then be able to analyze the deal, get an idea of that rehab. Now, we didn't know starting out, we had no experience. We'd gotten a lot of education. We were fine tuning. We were tuning that in to where we felt comfortable. But ultimately, we got a general contractor out there to put some numbers on paper for us. Over the years, we've gotten to where we do that ourselves. But when we started out, it's leaning on those experts. It's experts. It's leaning on those mentors to be able to get to that finish line, to where you have closed on that property, so you can look back 9 years later and say, boom, I closed on that house 9 years ago. We are rocking and rolling. So thinking about the anatomy now of that single family deal, you've defined your criteria. Very, very important. You found that deal. You leveraged the realty team that you have around you. Maybe you know some wholesalers now. You've been out networking at events like the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. You've met other investors that are sending you deals. You find that deal that meets your criteria, boom, you contract on it. Now, you haven't closed yet. due diligence comes into play here. And multifamily investors will be doing due diligence ad nauseum, ad infinitum. A little bit easier on a single family house, but you want to do it anyhow. So 9 years ago, when we got under contract on this particular house, what did we do? We sent those trades through. Now, yes, a general contractor had been in. We sent in a few more to get multiple bids. Foundation company went out there. We knew the foundation needed work. Well, how much is it going to cost? Got a couple of bids. Sent out the inspector. They uncover other things that the GC might miss. That's part of the due diligence. Check for wood-destroying insects, for example. After we get all the bids back, then it's getting things lined up apples to apples, because they may be apples to oranges to pears. So you may need to line those up, adjust for any maybe results from that inspection that you want to have added in. Adding better ventilation to the roof, for example, is one of the things I love to do. It keeps your roof living longer. Then rerun those numbers and make sure they still meet your targets, that criteria that we just talked about. And by the way, as part of my due diligence, I do like to, if it's a new territory, a new part of town, a new city, a new structure in terms of age or something, I do like to have a conversation with my insurance broker as well. In fact, we did that on a house recently because the roof was 17 years old, 20-year roof. What did he tell me? He said, you know what, Andy, if you do that and you just leave the roof on there, you will not be able to get replacement cost coverage. I like replacement cost coverage because no matter what happens, they're going to pay to replace that whole thing. I'm out of the pocket, the deductible. If it's not replacement cost coverage, what is it? Actual cash value. Well, if the roof is 17 years old, they're only going to give me the cash value of the remaining life, which is 3 years. It's going to be change. In fact, my deductible is going to wipe that out. So I'm going to be out of pocket fully to replace that roof. So going into that deal, I already know I need to replace the roof. So it's good to have these conversations. Get that due diligence done and figure out, is the deal still a deal? If it's still a deal, boom. Well, you're working on your financing. That's part of the anatomy of the deal. We got to do that financing. Then we move on. We're doing the rehab after we close. While we're doing the renovations, we're working on leasing that house. Congratulations. Rehab's done. You've refinanced. It's leased. Now you're operating. 3-5 years. Sell, refinance, cash out, dispose of the asset. We'll talk about that in our final segment. Stay tuned.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're taking a look at the single family deal, just at an upper level, kind of looking at the anatomy. And in part because today represents a big anniversary for my wife and myself. Namely, we closed on our very first rental house exactly 9 years ago today. Now, that wasn't a Sunday back then. Title companies generally aren't open on Sundays, but we closed that deal and have just been running as fast as we can ever since. And we also have another anniversary on the books. Lifestyles Unlimited hit 30 years last year. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group, and they're the ones that really got us over those hurdles, got us that education we needed to get past those fears that we had, to finally, after 5 months of walking vacant houses, dirty houses, stinky houses, to close the deal. Those experts were by our side, those mentors, the realty team, the vendor team, the general contractor, the foundation company, they got us over that hurdle finally. And like I said, that just supercharged us. If you're looking at single family investing, great, great place to be. And again, we talked in past shows about the way the rent growth we're seeing and the market demand. It is huge. It is a good, good space to be in right now. But what does that deal look like? We talked about finding the deal, setting your criteria so you know what you're looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, that is exactly when you need to engage a mentor to help you determine that and to set realistic expectations. Maybe to stretch, we want to give you some stretch goals, but we do need to be in tune with what's happening in the market. And that has changed a lot since I began 9 years ago, in fact. So getting together with a mentor to set that criteria is extremely important. And then you find that deal and you get under contract, you do your due diligence. And at the same time, now you're confident you're going to close. We're going to close on this deal, our first deal, our second, third, fourth, fifth, 10th, 20th. Well, you got to start getting your monies together, get that financing lined up. Now, not ideally, 100%, you should have done certain steps prior to getting that deal under contract. Namely, you should have gotten pre-qualified both with a hard money lender as well as a conventional lender. So what's the difference there? Hard money are the guys that are going to help us get into that deal from the outset. It's a bridge loan, a construction loan, essentially, because what are we looking for? We're looking for deals that are distressed, that are sold at a discount because they or the sellers are distressed. That's how we got our equity capture on that very first deal. The seller was distressed. The asset was very much distressed and was sold at a massive discount. But because of that distressed nature, either the seller has to close extremely fast, which does not match well with conventional lending. We've closed deals in 3 days after seeing them with hard money. They can go very fast. We use that hard money due to that speed of close. Or maybe the asset itself is distressed beyond the point where a conventional lender will lend on that with the foundation repair that was needed on our first house 9 years ago. That would never have gone conventional. So we had to use hard money, and that's okay. A lot of people balk. They have the fears because the higher interest, but you're in that loan for such a short period of time. You're not messing around. You've gotten your education through a group like Lifestyles Unlimited. You know what you need to do. You're working with a great team of vendors that also understand the model and know we got to get in, we got to get out fast. And we go into greater detail around how to speed up that process, of course, as part of that that training. But we get in, we get out very fast. Get the rehab done, and then we do that conventional, that refinance into that conventional loan. I'm talking about the 30-year cheap money from Fannie Mae, from Freddie Mac. Sub 3% at times now. The rates are insanely low. But that's the general model. We're finding those distressed assets. Because they're distressed, we're going to close with hard money. Higher interest rate for sure. Going to do the renovations, then we're going to refinance into conventional on the back end. So we even have two closes. Close the hard money loan, close the conventional loan. Despite that fact, every deal I've done with hard money because the numbers check out far better in my favor to close with hard money and then refinance later because we're pushing up the value on those assets. So let's talk about rehab because that's what we're doing. We're going in and we're adding value by way of the rehab. That's part of the anatomy of that single family deal as we're following the model at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, we talked about what we had to do on our first investment 9 years ago. It was largely cosmetic. And then, of course, that massive foundation lift. And I'll tell you, most other investments that we've done are along those lines. Sometimes we add a couple more of the big five into that. And from what I've seen on case studies recently over the past year and a half or so, it's similar. And in fact, by the way, if you want to see the case study that we do, and this is where a couple of single family investors will present their deals, the numbers and everything involved there, follow us on Facebook, follow the Lifestyles Unlimited page on Facebook or on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel and you can watch the case studies live when those are presented there. So again, from a rehab perspective, sometimes there's a little more mechanical, more structural stuff involved, but sometimes it's just purely cosmetic. Here too, that's where it goes back to your criteria. What are you comfortable taking down at this stage in your investing career? Again, older houses, we're comfortable now. We didn't start out that way. Older houses generally require more work. That house I looked at the other day required more work. So we're going to do the rehab. We're going to get those bids up front as part of that due diligence and then let the general contractors, let the trades do their work. Stay out of there. Something called a change order where you go in mid-rehab and say, well, you know, I want to do this in that room. That gets expensive. Don't start fine-tuning in the middle of the project. And remember as well, you are not living there. This is an investment property. Does not need to look like your house. Now, as we're doing the renovations, what are we doing as well? We are working on leasing that property. A big fear for a lot of people, and I had this fear as well, is what if I get this house under contract, get it fixed up, and can't get it leased. Well, again, thinking about our first house 9 years ago, we began marketing it during the renovations. In fact, we let our general contractor know, here's what we're doing. Here's what we've listed it for. Here's the rent we've listed it for. Be prepared. People may come knocking. And people did come knocking. They stopped by, and his crew knew to let them in. You know, we waited till the foundation work was done, by the way. You know, we don't want to create any liability there with holes in the slab. But the GC, his crew knew to let them check the place out, and we had it leased in no time before the rehab was done. So concurrent with that renovation process, you can work on that rehab, or excuse me, work on that lease up and get that refinance started as well. Because we know the refinance process takes a little bit longer. But boy, thinking about leasing in normal markets, because we follow the Lifestyle's motto of best product, best price, our houses lease very, very fast. And in the market right now, again, the leasing process is supercharged. I've done 4 lease-ups as residents of mine have bought houses this year and had zero problems, multiple insane amounts of applications. It's overwhelming and leased in no time with practically no vacancy. It's a great market. So whether it's a new purchase or you're doing a turn on your existing property, you should have zero fear here. Now, what is important as you go through that leasing process, of course, again, I'm going to use that word, due diligence. You did your due diligence when you bought the house. It's time to do your due diligence as you lease up the property. Talk to any experienced investor, any seasoned investor, and they will tell you this is critical. Know what your ideal candidate looks like. Do not discriminate. Have your selection criteria on paper. Have that signed. And hold to that. This is where you don't want to go too fast. Make a good decision. And if you get good people in that property because you have the best product at the best price, you will find the best people. It makes your ongoing operations that much easier. The lease will be the big driver here now. And you'll often hear that pithy phrase, tenants, taxes, and toilets. Well, tenants, we take care of that variable with proper screening, due diligence. Or use a leasing agent or a property management company if you need to. Taxes, we protest. In fact, property taxes, I just protested one more property last week in Dallas County, informally, over the phone with the adjuster, with the appraiser, got it lowered, saved several hundred dollars on yet another property. The process continues. Tenants, taxes, and finally, toilets is the big thing that people are concerned about, and that's the notion, my tenant's going to call me in the middle of the night because the toilet's clogged. Nah. No, they won't. You've gone in and you've rehabbed this house, made it bulletproof. That toilet's not going to clog, and if it does, in your lease it says, all repair requests must be in writing. Unless it's an emergency, this is not an emergency. So the lease dictates this. In fact, when we do our walkthrough with our residents, we say, you know what? We stress that. If you email me at 6 p.m. on a Friday, I'll get to you on Monday in all likelihood, unless it's urgent. Send me pictures so that I can better digest what you're trying to explain to me, and I can then share those with my contractor. That requires email, and we'll go from there. A lot of automation you can build around your operations, electronic rent payment. Residents really appreciate that. In fact, a lot of the services out there allow auto pay. Hey, encourage that. That recurring auto draft. And a lot of services out there also offer credit reporting. What a great way to get your residents to pay on time, because they now understand that if my rent payments are being reflected on my credit report, I want to improve my credit report because I want to buy a house, I'm going to pay my rent on time. Operations get very, very easy. And finally, you get to disposition. You sell, do that 1031 exchange, and reinvest, not in one, but in 2, 3, maybe 4 properties, and your cash flow booms. It becomes supercharged. And I hope you're supercharged. Look, I enjoy you listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. If you want to become a single family investor, get out to that event on Friday the 3rd from 11 to 4. We have our single family supercharge. Again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use my name, Andy, all caps, A-N-D-Y, for a discount. Again, thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.